Hey, it's Josie with Affirmation Pod, where you get life-changing affirmations for the abundance you truly deserve. Welcome to new listeners. Welcome back to returning listeners. This episode is on saying no, specifically when you're being overly responsible for others. Shalan wrote in saying, "Hey, Josie, thank you for all the amazing content you create. It has made a huge impact in my life and gotten me through some of my darkest moments. I keep having this situation come up in my life where I feel that I'm at fault, when perhaps others involved should be. For example, if someone didn't communicate something clearly, I immediately blame myself for not understanding without ever looking at what the other person did to contribute to the situation. I take all of the blame of the situation and put it on my shoulders. Could you create an episode dealing with taking all the blame? Again, thank you so much for all your amazing work and opening your heart to all of us listening." Part of the tricky part of this topic is we may not identify with being overly responsible for others. We just think we're being for others and we don't see it as being overly responsible. Monique wrote in saying, "I love helping people and I always have, but I'm starting to see that I've put myself in a state of self-neglect. The problem is I get such a fix from doing things for others that I don't want to step back and take care of myself. It's hard to admit, but I love to feel needed, but I know I'm paying for it on the other end. Could you do an episode on being too responsible for others?" Alyssa on Instagram said, "I would like to be able to focus more on my own life and happiness with my husband, even when family, such as parents and siblings, are not happy or are going through something. I want to feel free to take care of myself and not just others all the time." This episode is sponsored by BetterHelp. Here's the question: have you been checking in with yourself, your stress levels, your mental health, your energy? I've recently had days where I've struggled with mood changes. It's helped me so much to be able to talk with my BetterHelp therapist and walk through the best self-care plan that works for right now. Taking care of you is the most important thing you can do. Some more social time, some community time may be what you need, or recharging alone may be what would help you best right now. If you're not sure, therapy can give you the self-awareness to build a social life that doesn't drain your battery. If you've wanted to try therapy or you wanted to come back to therapy, give BetterHelp a try. It works with your schedule and you get started by filling out a brief questionnaire that matches you with a licensed therapist. If you feel you want to switch therapists at any time, you can do so for no extra charge. Find your social sweet spot with BetterHelp. Visit betterhelp.com/affirmation today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/affirmation. Thanks to BetterHelp for sponsoring this episode today. And now here's affirmations and positive self-talk when saying no and when being overly responsible for others. Okay, I've been good to myself in so many ways. I have stepped up my self-care game on so many levels. And now I'm ready to take on a new role. I've been overly responsible for others for a long, long time. I can say I'm used to it. It's easier living this way. I like to give. I like to help. But today's a new day. Today, when it comes to responsibility, I'm going to declare, it's not all on me. It's not all on me to take the blame. It's not all on me to fix the problem. It's not all on me to follow up. I don't have to take all of it on. And I know this is going to be tough because people around me are just used to me stepping in, used to me taking care of it, used to me taking ownership of what's mine, but also what's everyone else's. But it really is time. It's time to move on. It's time to stop making excuses for others. It's time to stop neglecting my own needs. It's time to stop making everyone else happy and leaving myself behind. There are so many things that can easily be on others. It's their responsibility. Unless I make it all on me and make it my responsibility. realistically, my belief that this is on me, it's on me, it's all on me, is going to be a challenge to transition out of. A challenge that I need to invest time, reflection, self-awareness in order to reach the transformation. What will help me is instead of taking on responsibilities for others, I'm going to start taking on responsibilities for myself. That self-care list, that personal development list, that personal fulfillment list, those are my priority now. And I am clear with myself, stepping back from being overly responsible for others doesn't make me a bad person. I may feel like a bad person because this is a change, a big change. But delegating, giving others the opportunity to do things for themselves, communicating to others, to not expect me to put my needs aside, to do it all for them, those are skills I'm building. My health is my priority. And that includes my mental health. So instead of thinking of how to make their lives easier, I use the energy on how I can make my life easier, how I can make my life more fun, and how I can make my life more fulfilling. Things are going to be different now. I detach from that pull to help others and not myself. I make a clean break from giving to others and not giving to myself. I slip away from taking on their responsibility and slip into taking responsibility for myself. I release the responsibility of others from my shoulders. I get honest with myself and what it means to take care of me in this season of life. It's on me to love me, and I'm gonna go do that now. That is my gift for you today. I'm really excited to share about this new sponsor today. This episode is sponsored by Aqua True. You need to hear about this. I've been using it every day, because I want to make sure I'm drinking enough water every day. But not just that, what kind of water am I drinking? So why do I love Aqua True? First of all, the one I have works with no plumbing installation needed. Just like with all the Aqua True purifiers, my carafe uses a 4-stage reverse osmosis purification process. That means it removes 15 times more contaminants than those ordinary pitcher filters. That's what I was using before, and I can taste the difference, but I can also see the difference. I don't just use Aqua True for the humans in the house. I have a jug where I put the water for our plants and our dog, that I could tell the water was cleaner and clearer than what I was using before. The setup was easy, and Aqua True comes with a 30-day money-back guarantee. Look into this. It makes a great gift too for weddings, high school grads, college grads, especially if they're athletes or very health conscious. And just for you, today, Affirmation Pod listeners receive 20% off any of the Aqua True purifiers. Just go to aquatrue.com, that's AQUATRU.com, and enter code AFFIRMATION at checkout. That's 20% off any Aqua True water purifier. Again, I have the carafe, but take a look at what you would need for yourself. Go to aquatrue.com and use promo code AFFIRMATION, AFFIRMATION, to redeem your 20% off, and you are helping support Affirmation Pod. Thank you to Aqua True for sponsoring this episode today. This episode is brought to you by Air Doctor. Here's a question. Which air would you say is more polluted, our indoor air or the outdoor air? Well, according to the EPA, our indoor air is 2 to 5 times more polluted than our outdoor air. Those pollutants include allergens, pollen, especially now that allergy season is here. Our air can also have dust mites, mold spores, and even viruses or bacteria that can make us sick. Air Doctor sent me their classic Defender, which is the Air Doctor 3500. I love knowing that it's filtering out harmful contaminants so that they don't reach my lungs. But what I also love is that it's not noisy at all. It has a soothing, super soft hum. I use mine in my bedroom, but I know some of you are working with people all day long in offices and classrooms. Come check it out. Air Doctor may be just what you need. Air Doctor comes with a 30-day breathe easy money back guarantee. I don't think you'll need to use it, but if you happen to not love it, you just send it back for a refund minus the shipping. Go to airdoctorpro.com and use promo code AFFIRMATION to get up to $300 off your Air Doctor purifier. And as a bonus for Affirmation Pod listeners, you also get a free 3-year warranty on any unit. You need to use the code AFFIRMATION to be sure you get up to $300 off and the free 3-year warranty. Place your order today by going to airdoctorpro.com. That's AirDoctorPro.com and use promo code AFFIRMATION. Thank you, Air Doctor, for sponsoring this episode today. This episode is available without the intro and without the outro at affirmationpodaccess.com. And Access members, you'll find this in the confidence and personal development section. If you're not an Access member yet, but you want to find out more, all the info is at affirmationpodaccess.com. Now, go be you, know you, and love you. This is Josie with Affirmation Pod. Bye for now. And don't forget to subscribe to my YouTube channel, where you will get Affirmation Pod episodes as well as other goodies. Subscribe today by going to affirmationpod.com/YouTube. That's affirmationpod.com/YouTube. Thanks for listening to Affirmation Pod today. Now go be you, know you, and love you. This is Josie with Affirmation Pod. Bye for now.